Wes Enders.
And now the latest episode of The Life and Crimes of Hubert Lorenzo.
Consider yourself a crook. Consider yourself a robbing teacher. The kids are all there to be stiff. And so the staff, the parents and everybody else.
Right, Mr. Lorenzo, I need to talk to you about the appointment of the new deputy headmaster. Now, I've got a short list here of names of people who've been put forward, so I'd like to get your approval on some of these so we can start the interview process. What do you think? Have you got anyone in mind?
Yep, I've already hired someone.
You've done what?
I've hired someone. My old friend I used to teach with.
Oh, Mr. Lorenzo, that is a complete infringement of what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to let the Board of Governors decide as well. Come on.
You know that article about that teacher, Mr. Delfino?
Oh my god, I heard about that. That guy who took a load of first years to a lap dancing club and spent...
Wrong one. Different, that wasn't him. He's always been accused of that, but weren't him.
What, a different Marcus Delfino?
Yeah, his name ain't Marcus, it's Mark.
Mark Delfino, right.
Yep.
Look, Mr. Lorenzo, I think you've been a bit hasty in appointing this
no,
man.
No, I've already interviewed him as that, and I've known him for years, and there's no one more trustworthy I know.
Right, well, I would like to speak to him myself, if that's okay.
Yeah, he's got to come down from London, I believe.
Right, well, say I come back into school next Wednesday, can I speak to him then?
Make it Thursday.
Right, Thursday it is then.
Right, then,
okay,
you.
Thanks, Mr. Lorenzo.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I came to complain about the dog poo.
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, it's all over the floor and that, in my park and that. And then when I brought my little daughter and that to the park, and we step on it with my new designer shoes.
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, I want you to, like, get someone to clean it up.
No.
Well, go and pick it up yourself then.
No.
Well, it ain't my job to pick it up, is it?
Not my job either.
Well, that means you could pay for my new designer shoes.
No.
Well, I think you
might
have to. No, trouble. Hello, I'm Scott Wensleydale and welcome to Face to Face, the show which lifts the lid on the darkest secrets of the world's biggest stars. I'm here tonight with Mr. Patrick Swayze, the high-stepping, high-kicking hard man who danced across our screens dirtily and ran a roadhouse right into the ground. A few questions. Mr. Swayze, rumour has it that you once made a man's head explode just by staring at him. Would you like to comment on that?
Philosophy.
I also once read that you plucked out one of your hairs, put it in a glass of water, grew another Patrick Swayze, which you then kicked to death, just to prove that there is only one Patrick Swayze. Would you like to comment on that?
Philosophy.
Is it true that you can shoot bullets from your teeth?
Philosophy.
And finally, I believe that you once ate a turkey at Christmas dinner because your oven was broken, and then you sicked it back up, cooked, complete with roast potatoes and sausages wrapped in bacon. Would you like to comment further on that?
Philosophy.
Well, thank you. I think you've heard it there from the horse's mouth.
I got no friends. I mean, I got a dog, but he's not really a dog, he's a mouse.
Hey Jason, man, how's it going?
What's up?
Yeah, pretty cool actually. Like, I'm just wondering, man, like, what you're doing, like, between, like, college and uni? Because, like, me and some of the guys, you know, like, Ollie and Ashok and, like, a load of the guys, yeah? We're going, and Jules, yeah? We're, like, going, travelling. Like, we're going to go to, like, Goa. It's going to be amazing. Just, like, hang out on a mountain and watch the sunset, man. And then we're going to go to, like, Sri Lanka and, like, Thailand and everything. Why don't you come, man?
That sounds good. I'll try, look.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, like, $3,000 for, like, the tickets. And then, like, you're going to need probably about $2,000, like, spending money.
All right.
I mean, you know, I just asked my dad, like, I just said to my dad, look, man, just, like, give me the money, man. Stop trying to oppress me, do you know what I mean? And he, like, did.
Well, okay, I can try asking my dad.
Yeah, man, why don't you ask your dad? I mean, you know, I know he's only like 6 years old, but he must have a few quid stashed away, right? I mean, who hasn't, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, man, I'll see you around, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, boom shanker, man.
Dad?
Yeah?
I was just wondering if there was any chance of lending some money off of you.
Oh, yeah, I got loads.
Brilliant. My friends are all going away in the gap between college and uni, and I'd really like to go with them.
Oh, yeah, where are you going?
I'm not really that sure, to be honest, but it's just away, just to get away for a bit.
You mean get away from me?
No, not at all. Just a break, really, between college and uni, you know.
Yeah, get away from me.
Anyway, Dad, so you can lend me some money then?
Yeah, I got loads. Upstairs under me bed on the right.
Dad?
Yeah?
I can't seem to see it anywhere.
What do you mean? There's loads of money up there. Right next to me brum-brums.
That's not money.
That is.
That's chocolate money, Dad.
Yeah, money. The elves use it.
No, I need real money, Dad.
No, because I've been using that.
So you've been paying the mortgage with chocolate money, Dad?
Yeah, all the time.
Dad. Just go to bed, Dad.
Yeah, you.
You go to bed, Dad.
You.
Oh, please, just not today. Just please, just go back to bed.
I don't want to. 6-year-old Dad.
6-year-old Dad. Mr. Delfino, how are you? I'm Mr. McIntyre, head of the Board of Governors of this school. I just want to ask you a few questions, really, because normally the Board of Governors would be more involved in the interviewing process, but Mr. Lorenzo just kind of gave you the job anyway, as it were, which is a wee bit embarrassing. But anyway, should be fine. So just want to ask you about your experience. What was the school that you taught at before here?
It was a primary school, and we had fun. We went on trips occasionally.
What sort of trips did you go on?
Fairs and, just stuff like that.
Right, okay. Now, This is a bit delicate, Mr. Delfino. I don't know quite how to bring this up, but I've heard rumours that you took a load of children over to the Sistine Chapel in Italy, in Rome, and you broke into where the priests get changed and you stole all the communion wine and handed it out to the children. Is that true?
Nah, that's not true. We hate wine.
Right. Mr. Delfino, I've got to be honest with you. When we ran your name through the police check, the computer went absolutely mental. It says that you've got more than 40 offences, criminal offences, including offences for, supplying minors with liquor, but also embezzlement, fraud, petty larceny, grand-scale larceny, taking a vehicle without owner's consent, possession of a controlled substance. There's a lot of different stuff here, Mr. Delfino.
Well, that's just a different bloke. That's my twin, you see. Yeah, he's always getting me in trouble like that.
You've got a twin who's also called Marcus Delfino?
Yeah, our parents got confused.
Right. Okay, Mr. Delfino. Well, look, I'll go and talk to the rest of the Board of Governors, but I suppose it's sort of...
Oh, before you go, can I show you this magic trick?
Oh, right, yeah, I love magic, sure, yeah.
I'm just going to need your wallet for a minute.
Ah, yeah, it's fine, there you go.
Now watch this.
Uh-huh.
Right, I've got to go.
Mr. Delfino? Mr. Delfino? He just ran off my wallet.
Lime green, teenage pregnancy. Well,
Thunders. Now let's go Lizzie on the line here on Turnip FM. Lizzie's ringing in from down near Crediton, down near Bow, in fact. Now, Lizzie, how's you, mate?
Not good, I've been abducted by aliens.
Been abducted by aliens?
Yeah.
What, in Crediton?
Yeah.
When did this happen, Med?
Just a minute ago.
So, what happened?
They abducted me.
What, they just landed in a spaceship or something?
Yeah, and took me away.
What do them look like, the aliens?
Green.
Green as them little chaps or big?
Fat.
Fat ones? God blimey. I never heard such a thing, mate. So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
And have they said anything to you about where they're going to take you or what they're going to do with you? Or?
Yeah, but I can't understand them.
Oh, they speak a different language, do them?
Yeah.
Oh, probably French or something.
Probably.
Yeah, I reckon Brussels sent them, trying to push us around. All right then, mate. Well, I suppose you just got to hang in there, ain't you, and hope they drop you off back in Crediting.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
I don't know. Up in the sky somewhere.
Somewhere in the Zooler system. Oh, blimey, tis a hell of a day, innit? It ain't even lunchtime yet.
I know.
Oh, all right then, mate.
Everything.
Well, good luck, Lizzie.
West Enders.
Hugo Lorenzo was very happy to see Marcus Delfino has finally arrived.
Marcus Delfino showed a magic trick earlier.
Did he? What did he do?
Wallet.
Oh, sweet. So, Hugo Lorenzo and you are going to rob all the schools funded because we get funded by the National Lottery.
Wow!
Yeah, and do you know what I did the other day?
What?
I robbed all the money so I bought a Ferrari and a yacht. But that stupid government bloke robbed it all back off me.
Yeah, I robbed his wallet.
Good on you, son.
We're going to get the team back, I think.
Yeah, I reckon so. But first you have to get Smudge out of the slammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty hard job, you know.
Poor Smudge.
What's that?
What?
History teacher's drawer. I'll have it pocketed.
Blue tack.
Yeah. Right. See you later, mate. We can't be.
Yeah, see you later. Oh, I'll take that lighter.
Right, but don't forget we've got that restraining order, but they don't know that.
Alright, yeah, we keep it hush.
Alright, bye.
See you later.
Guys, can't be bothered.
I beg your pardon.
Can't be bothered.
Guys, can't be bothered. I beg your mum.
Inside the embassy.
It's natural.
Guys, can't be bothered.
It's natural.
Guys, can't be bothered.
Doctor, I've been waiting for you. I believe you've got some news for me. I'm waiting for my test results.
Mr. Smith, I'm afraid we have some bad news.
Right. Okay.
We've given you... Oh, sorry, hang on a minute. I've got a phone call. All right. Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, cool. Oh, sweet, really? Oh, brilliant. All right, I just got to make one more phone call fast, all right?
Yes, Doctor, you just said you'd...
Sorry. All right, mate. Yeah, I won that speedboat. Yeah. That really cool one, the pinstripes on it. Yeah, the one with the flame on the back. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'll take you down to the lake on the weekend if you want. Yeah, all right, sorry. Yeah, you have some...
You were saying, yes, you'd given me...
The news.
Yeah, that's right, the news, the bad news. You were giving me...
You've only got about 3 weeks to live.
What?
Yeah, you all right, mate? Yeah. Yeah, you can come down to the lake as well if you want. Did he ring you, did he? Me, you and Jamie, you could go down if you want. Yeah, it'd be a great laugh. All right, I've got to go, I've got a patient. Bye.
Three weeks to live? What is it, Doctor? What have I got? I mean, how can I have 3 weeks to live?
I'm afraid that you just have 3 weeks to live. It's an unexplainable illness. It's just crept up.
What an unexplainable illness? I mean...
We've never seen the likes of it before.
You've never seen the likes of it before? But you must be able to tell me more, Doctor. I mean...
All right, mate. Oh, sorry, Mum. I thought it was my mate. Yeah, I did win the speedboat. No, I can't go with you this weekend. I've already made plans. I'll go with you next weekend, though. Yes, Jimmy, your dog can come too. All right, bye.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, but you're going to die.
Can you take me for a ride in your speedboat?
Well, you've only got 3 weeks to live, and the next weekend I've got free is literally 4 weeks away, so I'm afraid you can't.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Lime green,
teen edge pregnancy.
West Enders.
Have we got a young maid on the line from down here, Exeter? This is Lizzie. Hello, maid, who's you?
I just rang up to tell you that I'm my feet are as big as Crediting. I live in a Cornish pasty.
Your feet are as big as Crediting, and you live in a Cornish pasty. I must be quite a strange existence, maid. How do you get shoes to fit?
I don't know, I'm barefooted.
Oh, blimey. And this Cornish pasty you live in, is it literally a Cornish pasty?
Yeah.
Crimp pastry and all that?
Yeah.
And mincemeat in it?
Yeah.
So is it quite warm in there?
Yeah.
What happens when it rains?
I go find another one.
I see you found another pasty to live in. You're like a littlest oboe, just going from pasty to pasty. Cool, that's some life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what do you do for a job, Lizzie Miss?
I don't.
You don't work?
No.
Oh, I see. You get some sort of benefits, do you, for your feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, credit and size foot benefit. Yeah, sort of like income support, but is available only to people with feet the size of a medium market town in Devon. Yeah, now, is there anything else you want to tell us, Lizzie, about yourself while you're on the air here?
No.
You just want to make people aware of the plight of those who have credit and size feet?
Yeah.
Whoa, thank you for ringing in, mate. I'm sure that a lot of listeners out there will change their opinion about people with feet the size of Crediton who live in a pasty. Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank you.
Lime green, teenage pregnancy. Westenders.
And now the latest episode of The Life and Crimes of Hubert Lorenzo.
Consider yourself a crook. Consider yourself a Robin teacher. The kids are all there to be stiff. And so staff, the parents and everybody else.
Right, love, what do you want me to get you?
Can I have 3 pints of lager, 3 shots of vodka and 3 tequila slammers, please?
Okay, I'll bring it to your table. Here's your drinks, lads.
Oh, great way to start the day, eh?
Yeah, wait, ain't you supposed to be teaching?
The kids look after themselves, you see?
And keep it down. Oh, yeah, what was this meeting all about? The endangered animal for your black market thing you got going on?
Oh, yeah, I need some, like, alligators, the rare green penguin.
Oh yeah, that's a good selection. Yeah.
God, their wings are juiciest.
Oh yeah.
The Chinese brown rhino.
Mm. Oh, hang on a minute, speaking of rhinos, I've got a great deal we can get for you.
What?
You know the biggest rhino, the endangered white rhino, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a bigger one now, the endangered Asian pink rhino.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got one of them in the London Zoo, right? We're taking the kids on a biology trip next week, right?
Well, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here, right? But we're really going to get smashed our heads out, right? And we can rob a rhino for you there if you like.
Yeah. We can rob whatever you want.
Right. Yeah, okay, yeah. Give me that rhino. Yeah.
Alright, cool. But the only problem is that this really pricey is about $2,500.
I'll give you 2,000 for it.
3,000.
What? You just put it
8, up? 8,000 and you got yourself a deal.
Sound.
And a drink.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
What drink now?
Another tequila slammer, thanks.
Yes. Oh, Black Death.
Well, here we are on Turnip FM again. I hope you're enjoying the programme so far. We're phoning now. We've got a young man from down near Barnstable, down in Swinbridge. Young Stevie. Now, Stevie, what's troubling you, bae?
Terrible things happened, I tell you. My goat, he went missing. Someone took him.
Somebody took your goat, bae. Oh my God, who would do such an awful thing? People these days, it's still anything. Now tell me a bit about the goat. What's the description of him?
Well, he's about 3 foot tall.
Yeah.
He's got a beard.
Yeah.
He's got 4 legs.
Yeah.
And he's got horns.
Sounds pretty distinctive. We shouldn't have a lot of trouble tracking him down. Now, are you offering any type of reward for this here goat?
17 carrots.
Yeah.
A Swede.
Yeah.
As many Brussels as they like.
Yeah.
And I'll even give him a combine harvester if they really want one.
That sounds very good, Bear. That sounds very good. All right, then, well, what's the goat's name?
He's called Mr. Billy G.
Mr. Billy G. Oh, I can hear how upset you is, Stevie. Now, have you got a request of a song you want played for your goat?
Yeah, thanks, Bea. I'd like you to play Billie Jean from Michael Jackson, please.
I'm Michael Jackson. Coming right up, Bea. Good luck in your search.
Thank you.
WestEnders has been written and performed by West End Unit Tiverton High School. You have been listening to Kaylee Cheshire,
Rhys Knight,
Courtney Glass,
Brandon Wood,
Liam Luxon,
Jodie Coleman,
Ryan Coffey,
Elliot Fisher,
Charlotte O'Brien,
Aidan Schillen,
Lauren Bounty, Wendy Douglas,
Jack Goldsborough,
Lucy Reno,
Martin Davey,
Jordan Kane Andrew Summerson.
For more information and to download the podcast, go to www.westenderscomedyshow.com.
A Wolf and Warner production.
This programme was brought to you by Media Box, a scheme funded by the Department for Children, Schools and Families.